From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open. You be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed school children who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Okay, welcome to part two of this amazing conversation with my dear friend, Emmy-nominated actress, author Yvonne Orji. Bamboozled by Jesus is in stores now. And you and I have been having a really expansive, decadent conversation about loving ourselves and friendships.
Yeah.
Both the friendships that really nourish us, ways to be your full self in friendship, and also the friendships that sometimes we just have to let kind of gracefully shed.
Yeah.
And so we kind of left off in our last episode
together.
Cliffhanger. We were exploring, you know, I guess really what that, how we shift into more grace for ourselves and how we shift into being able to be in choice around our friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me, what's, you know, I have a friend that always asks, what's coming up for you? I was like, don't you dare bother me. You know, I think what's coming up for me is this in the same way that you recognize, like, everyone in every season might not be the right person for you. The same could be on the flip side, you know, giving that opportunity to say you may not be for them.
And our
ego wants to be like, well, that, I mean, I don't walk around being a trash human being, so like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
But it, to what you said in the first episode, you don't know what they're going, like, what it may not be about you.
Yeah.
Because for me, I was very evidence-based, right? Growing up, because, you know, I grew up where if things are performative, it's like black or white. It's like A squared plus B squared equals C squared. And so it's like the evidence. It's like, well, this is why we are withholding, you know, whatever from you, because this is evidence A, you didn't do this. And so it's just like, So I was subconsciously or consciously trained to look for the evidence. There has to be a why.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We can't be friends because you did this thing to me.
It's yeah.
Like, I have
yeah.
evidence, proof. And now I'm in a place where it's like, we can't be friends because something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I actually don't want to wait for evidence because I think by the time I wait for evidence, it's too late. Like, now, you know, it's going to be a problem.
Right.
But I think in the past I haven't trusted my intuition and my spirit, right? Because it's just like, no, I don't think so. You know, like, other people would be like, I think this person, and I was like, nah, you just don't know them. They're great. Because I saw through eyes of grace. I saw through, oh, that's just them. But that's what makes them, like, isn't that what makes people them? And it's fine. And it's just like, now I'm like, okay, the evidence is not tangible evidence. It's spiritual. And you and I don't have to think about how to show up for each other because spiritually we're in, you know, in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I love, it's easy, you know, and we have a groove in like, you know, there was one time that I was like sending you a lot of stuff and you so graciously were like, I love you so much. However, I do not desire this kind of information. So stop. And I was like, oh my gosh. And in my mind, I was like, did I just offend her? Did I?
No.
And I was just like, I'm so sorry. And you were like, not a big deal. In this moment, I had to honor what was coming up for me. And I'm telling you, stop. And we can continue. You want to eat later on? Like, and it was just that, like, oh, so this is possible. And it wasn't that we had a disagreement. Yeah. It was just like, I don't desire this thing that you are finding out and like wanting to share. And I appreciate your journey. I've already journeyed through that. So stop. And because it's not in this moment, it's not good for me. Mm. And it was like, oh, as your friend, I can honor what you're saying. And two, not take it personal. And yeah. Three, believe that when you say we're good, you mean it.
Yes.
I've encountered what I don't like is if you say we're good, but I notice a shift.
Yeah.
Come on, fam.
Yeah.
Come on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are
yeah.
we doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that. Because for me, I'm Nigerian in this way, in that I'm like, I don't like difficult conversations, but when I have to have them, I'm gonna have them. Because I also don't know how not to be. I don't know how to move authentically, knowing that like there's something in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Like I need to get off my chest. Like it's just I can't. I'm not able. Like because I'm gonna be a version of myself that's not the fullness of me. And I know. And I hate inauthenticity and fakeness. I just take me out of it, fam. Like we don't have to do this.
It's so exhausting.
It is. And I think you know when I give people the ability to be like, "What's up? Like shoot straight with me." Like. That's me being like giving you the permission to be 1,000 with me. Mm. I mean, this has happened in past friendships, people that were like employees and whatever. And I'm just like, yo, keep it a buck. And they say they are.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I believe you. Because for me, I'm like, with my friend, I don't want to be discerning. Like, I have to be discerning, but I don't want to have to like be a genie to mm-hmm. discern, is this real, is this fake? I want
like,
to just
hold
be,
the mental gymnastics. I would like to just be.
Yes, I want to be in an honest space again where I can take off the cloak because in Hollywood, in my actual life, I got to be
right.
Dumb discerning. I got to be like, okay, does this person want me for me? Does this person want me for what I offer? This person just wants a deal. Like, I gotta be double dutching off different relationships. Make it easy for me, fam. Yeah. Like, if I come to you and I'm like, yo, this is the real, I want you to also be like, this is the real. And then we can figure out, okay, well, where do we go from here? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it indifferent? And so I'm the kind of person where I'm like, I believe that when I give the opportunity for transparency, it's reciprocated. And I just have problems when I feel like it's not. And I'm like,
yeah.
But I did the thing of like giving you space to occupy that. So now I'm like.
So this is the yummy piece to add to that beautiful, beautiful meal on the table. It's, you know. We also, when we're in our transparency, I think, we have to also fully release the expectation. Because the transparency is for us at the end of the day.
For sure.
Because I do think, you know, and I want to preface this by saying sometimes people are narcissists and they have various personality disorders and various traumas that they're maneuvering through. And so there are some people that are actively trying to manipulate us mm-hmm. when we're transparent.
Yeah.
But then there's this whole other group of people. And I think there's a quote I love that illustrates, I think, this so well. It's, you know, people can only meet you as deeply as they have met themselves.
See, okay, guys. Okay, so if you listen to the first episode, you know I'd be like, Debbie, stop, pause.
No,
people
but
can
truly,
only meet you yeah, as deeply as
they have met themselves. So just because we're in a space of being able to be in our glorious ass transparency, mm-hmm. it may, depending on that person's background, like, you know how we explore our family structures, mm-hmm. depending on what was their quote unquote real, because real is relative, depending on what was real for them, they might think they're showing up in authenticity, but there's so much wounding and so little self-awareness or self-mastery that it still is coming out really in a way that is not maybe as heart-led or dignified as we are giving it or would like to receive it.
Yeah, and I fully understand that because I, you know, therapy.
Yes, girl.
Because, and said the same thing. It's like, your, like you said, your transparency is for you. And it pat yourself on the back to know, like, oh, I'm doing the work. I'm doing the work and I'm able to shed, you know, because I'm kind of, I attack, like, therapy and self-work in the same way I'm like, I got to get straight A's. You know, it's just like, which my therapist is like, that's not how this works. I'm like, you speak for yourself, doctor. But it isn't like, if I only get one shot at this, I'm not here to pity pat. Cause I also know those people who are lifers. Like I'm gonna be in therapy for 20 years and it's just like, that's not the goal. The goal is to
get the tools and work your process.
Yeah. And like not use the therapist as a crutch and like, oh, I got something else for you this week. It's like, oh, what about the stuff we were working on the last 4 weeks? Like, where are we in our progress report of that? You know what I mean? Because that was literally my, you know, people talk about the things, the barriers to people getting help. I had somebody who I was like, yo, if this is what therapy is like, I don't want none of it. Because this chick been in therapy all her life, grinding all my life. She been in therapy. And I'm looking at her like, so you just don't want revelation? Like, is that, like, you just want.
So this is entertainment for you. This is like you going to the movies? You don't want to apply none of it?
And we quit. We're like, my therapist says. And I'm like, well, what do you say?
Yeah, but what do you say?
Bam. Yeah. And I just was like, I had such a visceral reaction to therapy because I was like, yo, this is a waste of time. Because I also was like mad at the therapist because like, when is she gonna hold her accountable to the change? Yeah. Like you just happy collecting these money, this check every week on Tuesday.
You don't see you got a whole monster on your couch? No.
then there's that. So I think to your point, it's just like for me, I'm like, yo. You can't give me new information and me act like, I mean, I may buck at it like, I don't know. And then at some point, the Holy Spirit gonna beat me up like, you ready to deal with it or you need a minute? And like, you're right. Okay, cool. Like, so here's really why I'm really upset. And if I'm really being honest with myself, like, this is what it is. And it's just like, okay, cool. We have more information now. Mm. Great. You want to go deeper with it? And I do because I'm like, I only got me one time.
Man.
I only got me one time in this one life. Yeah. It got to be the best version of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the hurt, even in the transparency and understanding that like, yo, some people aren't ready for that level of transparency. Some people are still healing. There is that hurt of, but I'm going to have to move on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to move on because it's like, I'm gonna allow you your process, but in your process, like, I also have to protect me.
Yeah. You have to make the most serving choice for you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what hurts because, I think too, like you said, with your relationship that you had to gracefully bow out of, it's one thing if it was like this moment is the thing, the catalyst, but then when you go deeper, you're just like, yo. I'm recognizing like you showed up in other ways that I'm now like remembering that like I didn't like
you're seeing the pattern.
But I didn't know something in my spirit knew because it was like but then either the people pleasing or the go along to get along or the denial of like but no not them. Brushed it down and I made it again about like it was now the onus was on me to keep the peace.
Yeah.
The onus was on me to be like, this may be maybe wounds from your past. Like I made it as opposed to be like, hey, this came up for me and ding, let's check it. And is this you or is this me? I just was like, it's not them. It's probably me.
Mm.
And now I'm like, well, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah. Whether it's you or me.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the choice of what feels best right now.
Yeah. And or whether it's you or me, I'm going to be well-rounded and not even downplaying ego. Because if it is me, I'm going to check myself and be like, okay, so this was you. But then if it's not, it's like, oh, I see how you're moving. Okay, cool. And that's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. But then the beauty of the juxtaposition is when you find the people that you're like, I know that this isn't me because I don't have these conversations with these people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And again, it's not to just like find the people that, that cater to the lowest part of you.
Yeah.
Because there's also that. It's kind of like, oh, these people don't, they're fine with it. And it's like, so you okay with someone being okay with the not great part of you? And that's not to say that we don't have grace, but it's just like, but are they challenging you to become a better version of you? Because people luxuriate with the people who allow them to skate by as not their best selves. That's different than someone giving you grace to grow.
Yeah. You know, I think everything that you're saying now, one is like, you're just beautifully working your process. Like, this is what we all, this is the gift we can give ourselves in every moment is just, I'm just willing to observe.
Yeah.
I'm just willing to observe myself. I'm willing to observe this scenario and how it's unfolding. And I'm willing to honor myself by making a choice based on my preference, mm-hmm. my needs, my desires.
And that's okay. And being okay with it. Because for me in the past, I wasn't okay with it because it was like, no, is there a way to save it? Or you know, what can I do? And it's just like, it ain't about you. It ain't about you. Now I'm in the space of like, well, this is life.
Of divine trust, yeah. Because you know God protects you. Like, that is one thing that I know you don't have any shadow of a doubt about. Mm-hmm. God protects you.
And you know what it is that I'm still finding out? Remember when I said I would trick things off? What I'm finding out about myself now, the things that I'm, like, either trying to protect me or other people from, it's when I, like, for instance, I was just like, yo, my roommate said, I got to give her my passport. I was like, yo, I don't want to move like how a lot of Nigerians be moving anymore. Like,
what do you mean?
The perfectionism thing, the grinding. Mm. I'm like, yo, fam, is there a version of like doing the work and not being exhausted?
Wow. Wow.
Is there a version of ease and flow to get me to the promised land?
Yeah.
And my roommate was like, oh, wait, give me your passport because you're not talking like you eat jollof rice. Like, give me, like, she was just like, wait. And I was like, no. I was like, that's been successful. I've done the Nigerian thing and it's worked out great for me. But a hoe is tired.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We are coming right back. How does it feel to be in this moment in time where you have a book that's celebrated and being so beautifully received all over the world, and you are walking in this beautiful journey with Insecure and coming into the space where you guys are completing that? What does that feel like right now? How does it feel to be in this final season of Insecure? Are you guys crying every day?
It is getting more and more emotional. Yeah. It is getting more and more because it's getting more real. Like, this is it. And, you know, this was a challenging season of trying to do it within COVID because it's like trying to just stay alive, stay safe, make sure nobody gets it, make sure we don't get shut down. And then, you know, also trying to give our baby a send off, you know, Issa and Prentice and all the writers are just like wanting to make sure that like this is the legacy, like, you know, the final episode. You don't want people to be disappointed. It's like, we've been rocking with you and it's like, you know, why, you know? And so we had our final table read and tears definitely got shed because I think in the words that these characters were saying to each other, it's low key what we're saying to each other, like, we have to we all have to go our separate ways.
I'm not ready. I am not ready.
We're not ready. No,
I am not ready.
Not either. But you know, but a lot of good things, you know, we talk about friendships, like some good things have to,
yeah,
you have to say goodbye to some things. And that's okay, like, because for what they were in that moment, they were great. Like, Insecure is great.
Yeah.
Insecure is great, you know? And for 5 seasons, we've had Sunday nights be amazingly frustrating and fun and entertaining and beautiful and loving. And, yeah. And now we're going to move on to different things.
Yeah.
But we'll always have, that content is forever on file. It's on film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like when we go back and watch In Living Color or Girlfriends or any of the shows that like people grew up with, you know, Fresh Prince, you go back and the nostalgia hits you. It's just like, man, thank God that we have these episodes of Martin. You know, thank God that we have A Different World. And it's just like, one day someone's going to be like, yo, let's go watch season 1 through 5 of Insecure again. Yo, that's my show. Like 20 years from now.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Like,
I feel like we already feel that way with that show.
And tomorrow, yeah. Like, it's also a moment because Jay said this, and I don't want to believe it. He said it, and I was like, there's a part of me that's sad if it's true. But he was just like, we'll never get this again. Black people working on a black show with black creatives in front of and behind the scenes. And I'm like, the fact that that's so rare in 2021 is actually problematic for me. And the fact that he might be right is also problematic for me. But I want to hold on and I want to believe that he's wrong. Like, I want to believe that, like, if we can do it once, we can do it again. So who got next? You know, yeah. Who got next? And we know that we definitely have something special. And, you know, we're trying to save at the moments right now. Like, I'm not going front. Like, I'd be looking at Issa like, girl, it's me and you. I don't care what's going on the last day. I'm showing up. I'm filming. Like, we ending the series together. Like, you know, obviously our schedules are different. And I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not leaving. I'm going to hear that's a wrap, a series finale wrap on Insecure. Like, I'm going to hear that. So wherever you shooting, I'm coming. Or if we're not shooting together, I'm showing up. If we're shooting together, then that's where I'm at. Like, it's Issa changed my life. Issa, not only did the show change my life, but Issa changed my life. Issa, you talk about friendships. Issa remembered me at a time where I tell her all the time I felt the most forgotten. People were like, man, we're not worried about you. You're going to make it. I'm like, just worry about me, please. A hoe is hungry. And she remembered me from when she would see me do stand-up, like around town or like host the African fashion shows, and supported when First Gen came out, you know, and when I auditioned, it was just like, you know, there was no guarantees, but it was just like, yo, 5 of those jokers, and I got to be the one to play Molly. And here's one thing I know about myself. Sure, I'm sure there was some talent, and I write in the book about what the producers saw in me that tipped the scale for me to be Molly. Which is bamboozling to me. But what I know, why I know I am Molly, is because more than acting, my role was to be a support to Issa Rae. And that is a role that I wholeheartedly play. I play that position, like, fiercely.
What does that mean?
There are tons of other people that could have acted Molly and been probably better. Like, it'll be a different version, right? Like, you know, I'm not honing my skills because I think I bring to her something that we can't unsee anymore. So, yeah. Like, I'm Molly. But my position, whether anyone asks me to be it or not, is I came in there and being like, yo, I got to protect the head. I'm number two. I'm riding shotgun. This is her show. So it was never about, I got to pop. I got to shot. Yo, what you need? You good? Other people come on set. And I'm like, y'all not picking up the context clues. This is not the time to be talking. Like, we got, if she go down, we go down. Stop. You know what I mean? And I think for me, that was important. That's, I'm like, say what you want to say. Sure. I mean, I got blessed from it. But like my major role, yo, protect the head. Because how I show up in this capacity, one day I'm going to have my own show. Someone's gonna show for me in that same capacity, whether I ask for it or not. I sow good seeds.
To say it lightly,
yeah,
you sow epic seeds. You really do. You sow epic seeds in people, in situations, in the world, in yourself.
Thank you, as do you. But like attracts light. Like, I'm here kicking it with you and being transparent and vulnerable and open with you because I'm like, that's, you admit that. And I rocks with it so heavy because that's the space I desire to live. Like, man, again, if I only get one of these, I'm not doing it with folks that I got an eggshell around. I'm not doing it with folks that I'm like, toxic.
Life is too short, man. Like, that's what I keep coming back to. Like, could we potentially contort and maneuver ourselves in all kinds of ways for, you know, what we're imagining is the sake of others? Sure, but why?
Pourquoi? Pourquoi? Like,
this is...
A mí no me gusta.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, listen. You're busy.
That deep sigh is how I be when you be dropping nuggets on me. I'm like, okay, she's dropping all the gems. Like, this dropping gems with them, yes, this makes absolute sense. Because you be dropping, like, drippity drip, drop, dropping, pop, pop. Okay? All of the gems. And it's just like, I remember you said something. You said rarefied air. I'm like, you talk about yourself too? Because if you don't give you what you give other people, baby, like, this product, open it, drink it. Get high on your own supply. I know Biggie told us not to, but get high on your own supply because your supply is abundant and it is rich and it is good.
Thank you.
It is good.
Thank you, friend. I receive all of that. And I promise you, I get so high on my own supply.
Oof. We still talking about like grace
and this has been a wonderful show. This is an amazing show. I love you so much. I love you so much.
Love you dearly.
You are epic in so many ways. You are just a fantastic human being, but like just a breathtaking friend. Like, you really are. I'm so grateful for you. Your book, Bamboozled by Jesus, by Yeshua, is in stores right now in all the places. You have your podcast. You have your show. Final season of Insecure. I cannot. And whenever I miss you, when I don't see you, I just pop you on HBO and I watch your comedy special again.
I love you.
I let you tickle my soul that way.
Tickle my... Dear future husband, if you do not use the words that Debbie uses to describe me and how I move in this world, I don't want it. Keep it. I don't want it. If I don't tickle your soul, if you don't share with me that I tickle your soul, what are we doing? Get out of here.
I love you, friend. Thank you for blessing us on the show today. Thank you.
You're the best. Bye, boo, bye.
As always, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for rocking with the show. Go ahead and drop that very abundant, beautifully worded review with a 5 stars in the App Store. And share this with a friend. Let's really expand the way that we hold space for ourselves and the way we hold space for our friendships. And a little soul work that may feel good gleaned from this episode is... maybe spend a little time today or when you get a moment to really sit in and investigate, are the relationships in your life feeling nourishing? Mm-hmm. Is your own relationship with yourself feeling nourishing? And if the answer is not a resounding yes, just explore. Explore why not, and explore what possibilities may be available to you, what choices you can make. Be a little choosy with your life.
Choosy lover.
So, choosy. All right, love you guys. Peace.